Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. As Stacy Quick of MustardFitness.com. Stacy, it's awesome to have you on the show.
It's awesome to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem. It's great to have you. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Stacy so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And having cycled through 20 plus professions by the age of 25, Stacy had a clear idea on what he didn't want to do. He decided to scrape together a small amount of savings and plan what he was going to do as a career. He only knew that he didn't want to report to a boss, nor did he want to request permission to take a vacation. Based on those two self-set rules, he began working on his new online fitness coaching business. It was the best move ever. Stacy, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am. How are you all doing today? I hope you're doing well. You're probably warmer than me. I'm a little bit chilly at the moment, so excuse the sound of the heater.
No problem. I'm chilly as well, too. I'm not a big winter person, so it's great to have you on the show. And I wanted to start out everything by hearing a little bit more about your background and your what I like to call your CEO story.
Sort of started about the age of 20 when I kind of came to the conclusion that I didn't want to go to university. It's very, it's a lot more liberal in the UK to not go to university and instead kind of choose a working background. So instead of doing that, I kind of booked a one-way ticket to Portugal, which is where I sort of worked for a while and then headed around the world doing some odd jobs here and there before I got to the age of about 26 and thought, figure out exactly what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. You know, and I guess that's a really good place to be because in this day and age, you can really choose, you're kind of spoiled for choice with online courses and global transport and the ability to contact anyone you want within reason at the click of a button. I thought I'd like to, you know, take my career online and pursue a passion I've always been interested in, which is the industry of health and fitness. So, yeah, here I am.
There you go. No, that makes perfect sense. It's always funny. And I love, like, you know, reading your bio and everything, how it's always like I say contraries, but like sometimes you figure out what you want to do based off of what you don't want to do because you didn't want to do all those things. So now you know exactly what you want to go and where you should be directed.
Yeah, it's like a process of elimination. You've got to try a few things. I mean, coming straight out of university or whatever, these kids today are just kind of forced straight into the profession that they've always been told to do. And I think that it's necessary to try a few things first, which is, I guess, what I did. I've had some interesting professions, that's for sure. Some of which my mother wouldn't be too proud of, but you know, here I am.
There you go. Well, I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper and hear like what you're doing with Mustard Fitness. So how are you supporting the clients that you're working with?
Well, I mean, I found a great online coaching platform called Workout Labs. Workout Labs Train is the website. And so this gives me the ability to create workout plans specifically for clients' goals and needs. And through this platform, I could then sort of put these workouts or apply these workouts to their calendar where these clients can have access to them on their tablet, laptop, or cell phone, whatever they want. And I can keep an eye on how they're doing online virtually. And of course, if necessary, you know, send the necessary motivation through WhatsApp or email or however I stay in contact with them. Along with that, I'm a fitness nutrition specialist. So I go through a complete nutrition plan with them and recommend some yummy recipes just to get them on the way to their goals.
Awesome. And it sounds like the accountability is a really big part because a lot of times people have goals and I'm sure they come to you with, you know, these things that they want to do, but sometimes they need somebody to kind of stay, keep them true to those goals and do all those like kind of the things that the details that make up becoming and reaching those goals.
I mean, the thing is most of the time, it's usually just a small change that needs to be applied. You know, you get people coming to me who they've just tried the same thing over and over and it's never really worked and they just need to apply it in a very slightly different direction. And with that, they see crazy progress. And it's usually just a small tighten of a screw that gets them going in the right direction, you know, and once you get going, the progress is quite easy to make, you know.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's kind of like, I guess it's like, I don't know if you've ever heard this video. It's like 212 degrees is why where everything starts to happen and all the actions start to move. If it's 211 or something like that, then nothing happens. But once you change 1 degree or, you know, 1 inch or whatever, it makes all the difference. So that's what you're kind of seeing with your clients as well, too, is that they make a small change and then they start to kind of get rocking and rolling there and you start to see their impact.
Absolutely perfect. That's a perfect metaphor to use, actually. I'm going to steal that. Thanks very much, Gresham. 212 degrees. Never heard of that, but that could have been a better company name, to be honest. I've gone with Mustard Fitness now.
No, that's a great segue, because I know this is one of the questions I was definitely looking forward to asking you. And it was for what I call your secret sauce, and obviously being Mustard Fitness, I wanted to kind of hear what you think your secret sauce for yourself or your organization is.
In all honesty, I mean, there's a couple of things that I like to work with on my clients that they haven't seen before. And they come to me and they think as soon as they start a plan, they have to only eat salads and they have to run on a treadmill for 5 hours a week or whatever just to get in shape. You know, that's not the case. You know, I really try and promote the idea that it's not a 6 week plan or a 12 week plan. It's a way of life. You know, you're just going to simply change the way you live. And of course, you can't live on salads and treadmills. You've got to build the fitness and the healthy nutrition into your lifestyle. And I think it's super important to enjoy things as well. I mean, if it was all about not drinking beer, eating salads, and running on a treadmill, I would be in really bad shape. But it's not. I see nothing wrong with finishing a hard day, busting your ass in the gym, and then having a beer at the end of it. But as long as it's just one beer and not five, you know, you've got to find the moderation. And that really is key with food as well. I mean, you can enjoy a pizza on the weekend or, you know, a hamburger midweek if you're working for it. You know, that's totally cool. And as long as you're 80%, 90% of the time you're doing really well, you can enjoy. And that's what I try to push on my clients, you know. And to then sort of further that, it's a sort of unconventional approach. But I see that a lot of personal trainers nowadays are really giving out cookie cutter style plans where they, you know, this it's a one size fits all. And some people get into really good shape, but it's not sustainable. You got to learn what makes you fit, you know. So I really try to teach my clients the ins and outs of basic nutrition, because it's not that complicated, as well as the what's required to get in shape in the gym. And the ultimate goal being when they finish training with me, they have it in their own hands. They're completely self-sustainable on their own. They know what to eat. They know what not to eat. And they know how to train. And they don't need to worry about paying for a goofy personal trainer.
Yeah, that's important. So it kind of sounds like you're empowering your clients that you're working with. So it's not just like, okay, I'm going to have to pay you for the rest of my life. You feel empowered as a person when they get the opportunity to kind of work out with you.
Exactly. I mean, it's not taught in schools, and it really should be. I mean, nutrition should be almost number one, because if you're not eating well, you're not going to last very long. And so what I do is with my clients, I just say, hey, I mean, this is actually the reason why you shouldn't just eat hamburgers for a living. You know, this is the science behind it. And it's super simple. You know, understanding what a calorie is isn't that complicated. And so I like to try and teach these ins and outs just so they understand what to do in the future, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of times, you know, when you're, you know, working out or what you're eating, you know, sometimes you're not going to have a personal trainer sit right beside you to hold you accountable. So it's important that you understand that, hey, this is not why I don't want to eat hamburgers for the next 7 days this week or you know, drink seven beers, you know, today, because this is what happens. So once you kind of understand that, you can take control of your health.
Absolutely. And I think it's understanding just what's in a meal in regards to calories. I mean, you can really make up for it the next day. If I eat, you know, an extra slice of pizza, I know that's probably 250 calories. Okay, guess what? I'm running for an extra 20 minutes tomorrow. But it's not complicated. You know, people seem to think that health and fitness is crazy, you know, crazy journey that you have to start on for the next 10 years. But it's not that complicated, you know, and that's what I try to teach my clients, that they can really manage this on their own. And it might be bad for business in the long run. I don't know. But at the end of the day, I'm all about giving that, like you said, that empowerment to people with their own health and fitness.
Yeah, no, I think it's huge, because I feel like you start to create a tribe, so to speak, because you are being authentic, you are being true, you are empowering the people. So it can't help but, you know, attract more people like that. So I think that's a phenomenal example of a secret sauce. And obviously, I love your name and lines with that as well, too. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
Right. Okay. It's not drinking beer. That's not a hack. Honestly, I know it's a little bit generic and I've heard it a couple of times before, but it works. And it's, you should really surround yourself with the five people that you aspire to be like, or at least five people who are better than you at something. You know, if you make an effort to be the worst person in the room at least once a week, you're going to grow faster than ever. You know, and I truly believe that if you're around, you know, if you want to get into investments and you hang out with five guys or five girls who are into investments way more than you, you're going to learn so much faster than if you were just either alone or if you were spending time with people who are like you and on the same level. I think that's super important. And don't tell my girlfriend this. God, I hope she isn't listening, but she is way smarter than me. I don't like to let her know that. I don't think she's noticed, but she's so much more intelligent. What that does is that keeps me guessing and I'm constantly playing catch. I think that's absolutely fundamental to progress, not only in business, but in life.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And definitely, if she does hear this, I think you just got some cool points. So I think it'll help you out in the long run. That's a win-win comment. So I'm sure she appreciates hearing that as well, too.
She's paying me.
It makes perfect sense because, you know, your environment does, you know, determine like who you are and what you want to do. So sometimes if you want to accomplish, especially really high goals and ambitious goals, you want to make sure that you're around people that are already doing that or doing beyond that, because that's going to push you towards being that.
Absolutely. I mean, a quick example is I just started doing MMA for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I go in and these guys are a lot smaller than me. I'm not a small guy. I'm 200 pounds. I'm 6'3", but these guys are small and they are beating my ass. But the thing is I'm getting better, you know, and I'm getting better fast. I truly believe it's because they're so much better than I am. It's really both pushing me to get better and pulling me up to their level.
Exactly, exactly. The idea is to find experts in whatever field that it is, whether it be MMA or working out or whatever, because that will only accelerate your growth and your advancement. So I think that's a great CEO hack. And now I wanted to ask you for a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
A nugget I would definitely say is, if something's just not working, you know, which has happened to me a lot, I would repeat things. And I think it was, I'm going to get called up on this, but I think it was Einstein that said, true insanity is when you keep repeating the same process and expect different results, right? And I completely, again, it's a little bit cliche, but I love it. I really believe that because I've done it, you know, and I've tried the same thing over again. And sometimes it just doesn't work. And you know what? It's best to either change tactics or just come at it from a completely different angle, even an opposite direction. And you'll find that if you keep trying different tactics, something will work. And when it does work, you sail.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. A lot of times, you know, like you said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So if you want a different result, you have to change your actions or your input in order to make that different, whether it be, like you said, working out or something in business.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's completely true. In diet, in nutrition, in business, in everything.
Awesome. 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 And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for being a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Stacey, I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Okay. Well, I got to be absolutely honest. I'm definitely in the development stage. I guess we all are to an extent. From where I am to where I want to be, I'm a very, very long way off. But my end goal, that CEO position that I guess I have now, but you know, in the future, is it's not necessarily the money or the luxurious lifestyle, which is what everyone kind of goes for. It's more the time, the freedom, the financial freedom. You know, of course, it's nice to have some money coming in, but at the end of the day, if you've got to work 60 hours a week for all the money in the world, it just doesn't. I think that if you can have time and freedom and enough money to have a decent life, you can really, you know, spend more time doing what you want to do or learning what you want to learn or being what you want to be or just living how you want to live in general. It's all possible with time. So I think that's what more people should strive for because, life's short. You've got to enjoy the time you've got, right?
There you go. Yeah, it's very true. You have to make sure that you're doing something, you know, that's in alignment, you know, as you said, and making sure that you're, you know, you're working towards what you're purposes on this earth to some degree. So it's great to kind of get that reminder of, you know, what being a CEO means. And I appreciate you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. Well, I hope it helps some people out there. I hope someone, you know, sort of takes that and goes, okay. I'm going to go more for time instead of the riches and the private jets, which I haven't got yet.
There you go.
Who knows?
I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I want to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know and how best people can get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I, like most 15-year-old kids, I have Instagram, which is instagram.com/mustardfitness. That's my company name. If you actually go to my website, www.mustardfitness.com, you can see my the history behind the name. And I promise you it's not as interesting as you think, but it's worth a read. A final note, this is something I just picked up recently that I'd like to kind of share with the audience, if that's cool. And I think that sometimes if you've got your end goal in mind, you know, it's great to have a clear path from where you are now to that end goal. But it's also a good idea to start at the end goal and imagine that end position and work your way back to where you are now, because you might have missed something along the way, just in regards to planning your dreams or your goals or whatever it is you're dedicating your time to. Work backwards every now and again, and you'll find that you pick up on things.
Absolutely. I love that, you know, begin with the end in mind, and we'll make sure that we have those links in the show notes just so that we can find out, you know, why you called Mustard Fitness Mustard Fitness, and also your Instagram handle as well too. But Stacey, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
You too, my man. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.